Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Hello, Sean here. Just to let you know, if you enjoy What's Upset You Now, you can now see it live. We will be at the Backyard Comedy Club on the 22nd of May. That's a Sunday. It's at 8 p.m. A link will be available in the episode notes. Hope to see you there. Let's crack on with the episode.
Now, you know, one of the things that I've got to be honest annoys me so much, and it's I can't. The anger I feel is God. I'd love to. Do you know when you want to crush somebody's head with a fucking brick? You know that feeling, don't you? You know when you just want to.
Yes. All too well.
Right, you're in a supermarket car park. This car's back. Oh, you see a gap. Right, you don't know that some prick has left a trolley in that gap because
man.
The lazy fucker cannot take it back to where the trolley bears. I swear to God, it sends me up the... It ruins my fucking day. If we go shopping in the morning and there's a trolley in a gap and I have to get out and move it, I'm fucking done for the day, me then. And that's it. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm not happy about anything. So I'm just in a mood for the rest of the day. I can't stand it.
That's a real area where people can just sort of like, oh, fuck, I can't be bothered. Just leave that there. And you go like, oh, what? Now I've got to do that, have I? Now I've got to. And then in that instance, if you've pulled into a space, let's just say, for example, there's not another space that you can go to. You pull in and the trolley's there. You're going to have to move the trolley. Would you then put it back where it's supposed to go? Or would you move it so it is now someone else's problem?
I will move it where it's supposed to go. Okay. Right. Now, my other half has said this analogy that I'm about to use is fucking stupid, but I think it is, right? So say we were surgeons and we're doing an operation, right? And it was Sean's job to remove the swab from the wound. But he thought, fuck it. I'm going to leave it in there. Right? God. Then that patient then gets poorly and another surgeon has to open him up and go, for fuck's sake, they couldn't even move the swab.
That is exactly what would happen.
Well, we don't need to ask who's operated on this one.
But yeah, my other half said that is the most stupid analogy in the world, but I think it's right. And she said it's too extreme, but it's not too extreme. And I can't stand that. I've got a whole thing about supermarket etiquette, and the shopping trolley is one of them.
Yeah. What you're talking about, Mick, by the way, what you're talking about is the golden rule, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do unto others. You want people to do what they would want done to them.
I mean, you have really made a fucking hash of that, haven't you? I don't think that's what it says in the Bible. Do unto others something like maybe someone else would have wanted you to maybe do to them. Get that printed on a T-shirt.
That was a wonderful grasp of biblical literature there, Sean. That was... Thank God you weren't the Messiah. But it'll all be still on the hill going, what the fuck is he mumbling about?
Oh, God. What is it then?
As you would have them do unto you, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
where you've been going wrong all these years, Sean.
You put too many words in it. supermarkets and. It's another one as well, like supermarkets. And I know they haven't got a right to inform me when they decide to change around the aisles, but I wish they would. Because I get used to a supermarket. I suppose it's a form of OCD. But if you go in and all of a sudden the one aisle, which you know always has the bread on or something, has now changed to a different aisle.
Where's the benefit in that as well? Like, what I think you need a week's notice or at least a map.
I think personally a phone call from the manager. just say, look, Mr. Ferry, we've changed around the Asian food aisle. It's not going to be where you think it is anymore. And the cheap oil is going to be over near the bread. And you know what? I wouldn't like it because I was used to it, but I'm prepared for it when I go in.
I've not been to a big supermarket in a long, long time. I just do the Tesco's Express thing.
Yeah, you can't move the aisles in there, can you?
They still fuck around with them, though, don't they?
Yes, occasionally.
Yeah.
And actually, do you know what? They moved the things in the aisles to where I thought they should have been. They actually did that.
Maybe that's your mind power, Sean, that's done that.
The shittest superhero of all time. What is your superpower? I rearrange small-scale supermarkets.
Yeah. Subliminally send messages to the manager. But that's also as well the thing as well, which I do understand, but sometimes you're looking at, so say you're looking at, I don't know, there's a pasta section, and then somebody's gone along there with a trolley and decided, oh, I've got a tin of peas in my trolley I didn't fucking want.
Oh, mate.
And then they stick it in with a pasta. Now, I know that shouldn't disrupt my day, but...
That's unacceptable.
Yeah. I think the protocol in that scenario is you wait to, I mean, obviously... In an ideal world, you'd be putting them back with the peas. Second best option is you take it to the counter and say, sorry, I've decided I don't want these anymore. Can I leave these with you? I would say that is the second best option. I mean, to leave them with the pasta is the act of an arsehole.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I just as the saying goes, do unto others as other people would preferably want these things done to you the way you would like them.
Yeah. He's still not scanning. What look good on a t-shirt that? Still struggle with that. Every now and again, I have a supermarket though, and I've got every now and again they employ some staff in the summer which are clearly not the normal staff. They're cut above, shall I say? And I've got this problem where I can't help saying it, but you know tender stem broccoli,
yes.
And stem ginger. For some reason, I keep calling them stem cell. So stem cell ginger or stem cell broccoli. And I was in the supermarket a few years ago. And
very odd.
I called the ginger stem cell ginger. I didn't know what it was. I was doing a bit of baking. So I said to the guy, there's a young man working there. I said, excuse me, can you tell me where the stem cell ginger is? And he looked at me and then very quickly just said, that'll be in the eugenics aisle, sir.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, fucking hell. All right, mate. You should be working here.
Have been misconstrued that you were making a complaint about one of the members of staff. Where's that stem cell ginger? I want a word with him.
Oh, shit. What a good nickname that is. That's awful as well. That's going to be in my head now. Yeah.
I don't. I buy that that broccoli.
Yeah.
Because I only buy that because you don't have to cut it up.
Yeah.
But actually, it's not. I don't really get it. It's a bit of a con because it's just really, it's just the stalk.
No. Look. You eat the rest of it. You eat the head bit of it.
Yeah, but there's not much of the head bit, is there?
Are you cutting off the head bit?
No.
I wouldn't put it past him.
I would. But on this occasion, I'm saying that I don't cut off the head bit, but there really isn't much on that head bit, is there? Like, it's all stalk.
Yeah. What's your? I don't understand your problem with that.
But why do we buy that instead of just actual broccoli?
Because broccoli's shit. Stem cell. It's not stem cell. Yeah, a tender stem broccoli is gorgeous.
What more flavour?
What about?
It's miles better than normal broccoli. Normal broccoli is shit. It's awful.
Do you know what?
I eat all my veg. But broccoli's the only one that tastes like green. I don't know what green tastes like. It's a colour. But if I was imagining what green was, it's fucking broccoli. And I don't like the taste of green, it turns out. I'll eat sprouts. They don't taste of green.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Broccoli is like the more tender stem broccoli, and you don't like the thing that it is more.
No, because I think tender stem broccoli has more of an asparagus style and texture to it and taste.
Paul?
I can't believe I'm getting drawn into this.
This is
probably the most heated it's ever got, and I can't believe it's broccoli that's done it. I think broccoli. common or garden broccoli, it's never occurred to me that it doesn't taste nice. I have to say,
No, that's not the question.
What is the question?
I don't mind if you don't like broccoli.
What's the question?
But I do mind. The question is, don't you think that it's odd that he actively dislikes broccoli?
Well, I think it will come as no surprise to you, Sean.
But he likes tender stem broccoli.
The thing that puts me off about tender stem broccoli is the price.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Fucking hell.
I think,
oh, Jesus. God.
Huge.
This guy.
Oh, okay. Finally, you two have united and fucking turned on me. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
The tender stem broccoli is fit right at the stalk to the little bit of the head bit you get on it. On the broccoli, as we now call it, which is, for fuck's sake, I can't believe I'm talking like a child. Right? But the broccoli, fuck, what am I saying? I'm not doubling it, all right, broccoli.
Come on, mate.
The broccoli is all that head bit.
Which broccoli?
I really hope, as a result of this conversation, that the next time Nick is in the supermarket, he accidentally asks where the broccoli is.
So the broccoli, right? As it's now called.
Yes.
It's that's just all head bit and tiny little things that are on the end, and the stalk, the stem that's held onto contains too much water, I think, in broccoli, and that's why I don't.
But
like
hang on a second, the tender stem broccoli is just a stalk,
but you can eat it.
It's chewable and it's like asparagus in texture.
Well, why don't you just buy asparagus then?
Because it's sometimes it's not in season.
He's got you there, Mick.
Sometimes it's not in season. And if we're talking expensive, but asparagus is fucking expensive.
It is,
yeah, Paul's never tried it.
He's probably looked at it and gone, whoa, I'm not having that. A bit rich for me. So I like cauliflower.
I wouldn't buy that often, actually, I have to say. I mean, I only really have it as a cauliflower cheese, but...
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Cauliflower isn't... I have this theory that there are certain vegetables that didn't evolve to what they were meant to be. So, like, the potato...
The colour never came in.
What?
The colour never came in.
It just stopped evolving.
What?
The potato didn't fully develop.
What was it meant to be?
I don't know. It was meant to be a vegetable that doesn't exist.
Okay.
This is the sort of thing that's going through this man's head as he's walking around his local Tesco Express.
It is.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The cauliflower isn't finished as a vegetable.
Do you know who you're not that far removed from in some of your thinking is Piers Corbyn. That is the sort of thing I can imagine him thinking. That is the sort of lunatic line of thought I can imagine him having.
But well,
there's a vegetable that's not finished evolving.
Yes, because it was produced by lizards.
Yeah, exactly.
the lizard people are in charge of the sport. And that's what really happened in Ireland in the 19th century.
But you can't
fucked
can't
up the evolution of the potato. Yeah.
But you can't eat the potato raw, can you?
You can.
What?
Can you?
Yes, you can, yeah. How? It's not recommended. If you eat too much, you'll end up with a bad stomach, but you can eat it raw, yes.
Have you ever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've eaten a raw potato? What?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a raw potato, it was a frozen chip.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
I was hammered and I couldn't be bothered waiting for the oven to warm up, so I just had a couple of frozen chips.
Oh, man. Those sort of things. I've seen a friend eat uncooked garlic bread out of the fridge, absolutely plastered. Yeah, just indiscriminately grabbing stuff out the fridge. Couple of slices of uncooked garlic bread, yeah, that'll do. Get it in there.
Oh, pasta's the classic. Just eating dry pasta.
Oh, if it's fresh pasta, it's fine, but if it's the crunchy stuff, no.
Stem cell pasta.
Stem cell pasta.
What do you mean?
Are you talking pasta? Or fresh pasta?
What's fresh pasta?
It's the stuff that's soft. It's only got a few days to use. It's ready made. It takes about 2 minutes to boil. You buy it in packs from supermarkets and you throw it in. It'll take 2 minutes in boiling water and that's it.
No, I'm talking about real pasta.
No, I've just been talking about real pasta. You're talking about pasta.
No. I'm talking about the real hard pasta.
I tell you what, I think us three need a cooking show, is what I am learning. Nothing would get cooked, and everyone would just be at the end of it and go, what the fuck was that all about? It seems incredible, but I actually know less at the end of this programme than I did at the beginning.
I know the dried pasta you're talking about. You can't eat that. That's too...
What do you mean you know the dried pasta I'm talking about? That's pasta.
Not you, it's dried pasta.
What are you on about? It's pasta.
No. Yeah, but it's dried pasta. It's not fresh pasta.
What's fresh pasta?
The stuff I've just explained to you, the one that's soft, that's recently been made and not dried out.
Where'd you get that from?
Tesco Express.
No, you don't.
You can, and you've clearly not been going down all the aisles after you've changed your mind.
You're too busy obsessing about which vegetables have finished evolving when you're walking around there. You'll open your eyes, mate.
Yeah. Hey, all right, if we're talking about vegetables that haven't finished evolving, right, peas, what's the fucking point of a pea?
What's the point of a pea? Nice mushed up with fish and chips.
Yeah, but you need fucking loads of them. If a pea was evolved, if it evolved properly, it should be the size of a cauliflower.
This conversation has ruined food.
What's the point of a pea?
Yeah, well, what is? Nobody's ever explained that to me. I've eaten peas. I like peas. But you never wake up in the morning and think, oh, I'm going to have some peas today. You know, nobody's ever done that. I might wake up and go, oh, I might have a baked potato because, you know, that's the only way you can eat a vegetable that's not evolved properly is by baking it.
Exactly.
But, yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah. But nobody's ever woken up and thought, oh, fucking can't wait for tea. I'm going to have peas.
I like the way a pea pops in my mouth.
Right.
You know when you get like a pea and...
Yeah.
In a pot. Kind of you have those fresh ones that you get like when you go to pick your
own.
Are
you talking dry ones or fresh peas?
Are you winding me up about fresh peas?
No, yeah, you can get fresh peas or you can get peas that have been dried out that just take longer to boil.
Are you fucking winding me up?
No, I'm not winding you up.
There's just... Look,
did you have a pea shooter as a kid?
There are two types of peas. Yeah, frozen peas and tinned peas.
There's marrow fat and there's garden peas. And when you were a kid, did you put a hard pea in a pea shooter or a fucking garden pea that was soft? No, you put a hard pea in because you can't. It'd be stupid to try and fire a fucking soft pea out of a pea shooter.
No, we use the paper. Paper from the McDonald's straw.
Yes.
Fucking hell! God, I must be like 50 years older than you two. What do you mean paper from the McDonald's straw? Oh, that's a tricky play when you take the end off. Yeah, you do that. You blow the paper in somebody's face. That's the law.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you had a pea shoot, you had hard peas for it. They were hard peas that need to be soaked. There are some peas that have to be soaked overnight before you can cook them.
I don't know what I don't know what you're talking about.
I sort of do know, yeah. I mean, it's not... I just get a bag of the frozen ones whenever they run out. That's
we all do. You keep. I think I've got some in the freezer at about 10 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're there for. That's because you never wake up thinking you want peas.
The fantastic Mick Ferry there. You can follow him on Twitter at Mick Ferry. He is one of the goats from the comedy circuit. Thank you, Mick. And just quickly, myself and Paul also do an hour-length episode on Patreon. Patreon is a website. You sign up to it. Don't worry, it goes straight into your normal feed that you listen to this from, whether it's Apple or Spotify. Or you can sign up at patreon.com/WUYN. That's patreon.com/WUYN. The link will be in the little bio at the bottom of the thing. You know, when you look at the podcast, you know what I'm talking about. Check it out. It's only, what is it? £4.50 a month. It's about a quid a week for the funniest podcast in the country. Come on, it's a bargain. Well, not to Paul.